Chris Parsons, and once again, it's my pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute, and I have four exciting and talented people in the studio with me today who are going to play this wonderful game. They are the delightful actress Lisa Gonnard, and from the Comedy Store, Richard Morton, and that skilled musician and comedy performer, Richard Ranch, and that fine and ever-popular comedy player, Tom O'Connor. Please welcome all four of them. And as usual, I'm going to ask my guests to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we begin the show today with Lisa Gonnard, and who better? Lisa, the subject is saying sorry. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I'm very good at saying sorry. I never hesitate to apologise when I'm in the wrong. If I...
Someone's challenged very rapidly. Tom O'Connor.
Right? Repetition of I'm.
Ooh. I'm.
We had two I'ms and an I.
This is tough challenge.
I know.
Is this the way it's going to go?
Worse than
no
this.
No holds barred today, are there? Right. Yeah, well, that is the correct challenge. So I have to give it to you, Tom. And you have 56 seconds to say or tell us something about saying sorry starting now.
I'd like to say sorry to Lisa for interrupting. Because you were looking.
Lisa's gone back in again.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes.
But thank you very much, and I accept it.
Right, so. So, the correct challenge, they get a point. Tom O'Connor's got 1 point. Lisa Goddard, you've got a point for that for correct challenge. And you've got the subject back, and there are 52 seconds available. Saying sorry, starting now.
My great-aunt Gracie is incapable of saying sorry, even when she's indisputably in the wrong. Opens her mouth to start saying sorry, and...
Hesitating, yes.
I think so.
Yes, teetering on the point of hesitation, which I will have to give the benefit of the doubt on occasion. Tom O'Connor, you've got it. Another correct challenge, another point to you. Saying sorry is still the subject. 42 seconds available, starting now.
I have to say sorry to the other two gentlemen because I keep interrupting, and it really they should have a go as well, so I'm going to mumble.
So, Lisa, you challenge first.
I think he fell over a lot there.
I know you wanted one or two of the other fellows to come in.
Oh.
No, it doesn't matter. Lisa, you got in first. Correct challenge, hesitation, real. Dear, a pause, so saying sorry is back with you, and there are 36 seconds starting now.
My elderly relative, her eyes bulge, her skin goes puce, beads of sweat break out on her forehead, roll.
Richard.
Repetition of the word hair three times, I'm afraid.
Ooh.
Yes, Richard Morton, you've got the correct time. Yes. 27 seconds, Richard Morton. Tell us something about saying sorry, starting now.
As a man, I have great difficulty in saying sorry, even when I'm in the wrong, and when my partner says to me, you've done something wrong, I just go...
Richard Brown.
I think there were wrong. Two wrongs there.
Yeah, well, yes, two wrongs don't make a right, Rich.
So, Rich, but this case, Richard Branch, a correct challenge. Saying sorry with you, and... 20 seconds starting now.
The British are definitely a nation of apologisers. It's very strange for foreigners who come here and bash into one of us that rather than apologising themselves...
Yes.
Oh, no. I was going to say apologise and apologise.
No, that's right. He said apologise and apologising.
Yes, he did.
Yes, right. So, an incorrect challenge.
Yep.
So, a point for that, Richard Branch. And you have 10 seconds saying sorry, starting now.
If I'm in the supermarket and someone bumps into me as I get up from the floor, I am the person...
Tom O'Connor.
Repetition of I. You have two I's and an I. I don't want to be a sneak, but I heard him say two eyes and a mouth.
I know, Tom, but we are inclined to let little things like that pass.
Oh, okay.
You,
right? I was just testing.
I know. I'm
sorry.
Yeah, no, but it's correct challenge, so within the rules of Just a Minute, I've got to give it to you. 5 seconds. Saying sorry, Tom, starting now.
I have to say sorry to everybody concerned because I didn't actually realise that when you repeat a simple word like that...
No, before, but just half a second ago, who was it, Lisa?
He had a hesitation.
He had another hesitation. So Lisa has got another point and the subject of saying sorry. And half a second ago, starting now.
Saying...
Right. Whoever is thinking when the whistle goes, going to make the point. On this occasion, it's Lisa Goddard, and you won't be surprised to know that she has taken the lead at the end of the round. Richard Morton, will you take the next round? Fishing. I don't know anything about it, but talk on the subject, if you can. 60 seconds, starting now.
Fishing, to me, is the most indescribably boring pastime I can think of. The idea of sitting by a river with a bit of wood and some string and a hook and some horrible little squiggly ugly maggots. Maggots? Like maggots. They're not the same thing. They're baby maggots. Maggots. Anyone knows maglets?
You should have kept going. You should have kept going. Don't you pay attention to
you said maglets twice.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lisa, another correct challenge. 51 seconds on fishing starting now.
I loathe fishing. We once were on holiday in California and took a boat on a fishing trip. And the man running the expedition made me put 5 hooks on my line and baited every one of them. And every...
Richard Bond.
The repetition of the word every.
Yes.
Richard, correct challenge. And there are 37 seconds. Fishing, starting now.
Meanwhile, back on the riverbank, I can't understand why this boring thing goes on. Why not get a 2-bar electric flyer fired? It's best to stop me now, really. Can you see where I was going with that?
Put the maglets by the flyer.
Yeah. That's easy for you to say.
Richard Barnes, you had a correct challenge. 31 seconds. Fishing, starting now.
Fishing is supposed to be the most popular participant.
Fishing's going to corpse them all, isn't it? Yes. Oh, yes, that's right.
He hesitated and blathered as well, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So you blather on now, if you can, for 27 seconds on fishing, starting now.
An Eskimo cut a hole in the ice, he put his fishing rod through, and he proceeded to go into the angling position, and a voice above him said, "There are no fish there." He said, "What?" "There are no fish there." Let me finish the gag.
Tom!
He said, "Is that the Lord speaking?" And the voice said, "It's the owner of the ice rink."
Right, an extra point to Tom O'Connor for ignoring the rules of Just a Minute to keep us entertained with a good gag. But Richard Vance had a correct challenge, so he takes over fishing, and there are 16 seconds available starting now.
Fishing is supposed to be a sport, but I don't think it is. It's not like football, for example, where you've got 2 evenly matched teams and a referee. With fishing...
Yes.
I think a marlin fisherman might disagree. I think that's an evenly matched team, isn't it? You know, because a marlin fish is huge.
Yes, but it's still, it's a man against the fish. It's not two...
Yes.
The point he was making is 2 teams fighting against each other.
Yes, so I just thought I'd say that.
Well, I agree with you, because he jumped in on my gag anyway.
So an incorrect challenge, Richard. You keep the subject. 7 seconds. Fishing, starting now.
And what's even more unfair with fishing is that the man has got equipment and the little thing in the water which swims around has got nothing.
Richard Barnes has been speaking as the whistle went, getting that extra point for doing so. And the end of that round, it's very even. Lisa Goddard and Tom O'Connor are equal together just behind Richard Morton, who's in the lead. No, it isn't. It's Richard Barnes in the lead. Richard Barnes, your turn to begin. Self-made man. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
A self-made man is someone who thinks that everything they've achieved, they've done with the help of nobody else. And I don't think it can be done. How can it be...
Yes, Lisa?
Done. He said done twice.
He said
done.
Sorry. It can't be done. Lisa, you got him in 51 seconds on this subject. A self-made... just self-made man, starting now.
I admire self-made men, Richard Branson, Billy Butlin, George Stubbs, but I think that cloning is the latest self-made man. Just think, you take a little self...
Repetition of the word think.
Think, yes.
You were thinking too much there.
I was.
But you were thinking, because you heard us say, repeat the word. So, Richard Morton, you got self-made man, and there are 39 seconds starting now.
As I was saying, you buy the riverbank, get a 2-bar electric fire, just lob it in, pay presto dinner.
Lisa,
I'm sorry, hesitation, wait for laugh.
Wait for laugh.
I know,
it'll be
gag.
Forever then.
Fatal to wait for laugh that doesn't come. I mean,
I wouldn't know.
I'm amazed that Richard has spoken so long and not said maglets.
I'll leave maglets out of this.
Right, Lisa, a correct challenge. Self-made man, 33 seconds, starting now.
Another self-made man is a snowman, because you make it yourself. Get snow,
Yes?
Hesitation, also the word self was used twice there, repetition.
What is your challenge?
Hesitation.
No, she didn't hesitate.
Oh, she right then, she said self twice.
Ha ha ha. It's
on the card.
It's on the card.
Ha, good. Just checking that everyone's in the same game.
You can repeat either the phrase on the card or individual
the
words.
I knew that.
You did know that. Then why did you challenge for it?
Because I was wrong. And I'm sorry, I have to say I'm sorry.
Overexcited.
I've been on the maglets all day.
This game creates such passion, you would never believe it. Right, calm down, all of you, and keep going. Lisa, self-made man, and there are 26 seconds starting now.
Get the snow.
That's got to be hesitation that time.
No, it was only hesitation. She repeated the word snow.
No, she went...
And hesitation. All right, Richard, you're in there. Self-made man. And there are 23 seconds starting now.
Is, of course, somebody who can make himself a millionaire by finding maglets, patenting them, and turning them into the biggest money turnover in the whole world. Maglets are, of course, a little...
Maglets. Having established you're going to go on maglets.
Did I say that twice? I think I did.
Yeah.
So, go on, talk about maglets.
No, don't talk about maglets. Talk about self-made man. 15 seconds, Tom, starting now.
A self-made man could be a sculptor, of course, because he could make a bust of himself. Who knows? I mean, I've just forgotten. I could repeat self, and I did it. I'm sorry.
You jumped in there, and you've got 10 seconds. Self-made man, starting now.
This sculptor starts with a model of clay, which he moulds very slowly with his hands into a form looking like himself. Then he casts it in rubber.
Tom, you got in first.
We had at least three he's there.
Did we?
Yes.
Player.
I know.
All right, you've cleverly got him with half a second to go on Self-Made Man, starting now.
Michelangelo could have been a self-made man. So
speaking as the whistle went, or when the whistle, speaking when the whistle should have gone, was Tom O'Connor. And at the end of that round, he's moved forward. He's one behind Lisa Goddard, who's still in the lead, and followed by Richard Morton. Richard Vance and Richard Morton in that order. Tom O'Connor. Your turn to begin. The subject is agents. We all know something about them in our profession. Would you talk about them, if you dare, in just a minute, starting now?
I'm going to talk about agents without swearing. I have signed with an international agent, so I'm now out of work all over the world. Unlike a friend of mine...
Yes?
He paused for laughter. I hate to do that.
Well, then don't do it. Let him carry on.
All right, then.
All right. So, Tom, with incorrect challenge, you have another point. You have agents. You have 53 seconds starting now.
I was about to say, unlike a friend of mine, Mick Miller, who signed up with a pair of agents, two agents, and he rang up the office one day and he said, can I speak to the liar? And the girl said, he's not in today. He said, put the drunk on. She said, he's gone to lunch. Agents are amazing people. You can sign...
Lisa, you challenge.
Hesitation.
It was hesitation that time. Yes,
good gag.
Well, it's a good gag, yes.
It's called milking, actually.
39 seconds. Agents with you, Lisa, starting now.
007 is a famous agent invented by Ian Fleming, played by Sean Connery, Timothy Dalton, and whatever the fellow's name.
Richard Branch.
Pierce Bronson.
Yes.
Pierce Bronson, yes. That was it. I was just going to tell Lisa.
Yes, that's right. No, well done, yes. The listing is very clever and very difficult, isn't it? So,
very
Richard,
yeah.
You got in with 30 seconds on agents starting now.
Well, an agent is anyone who takes a percentage of the money by doing a deal. So it doesn't have to be a theatrical agent. It could, for example, be an agent for a catalogue company who goes around all their friends and relations getting orders for little booties for the babies and tank tops and wigs and things, and when they've collected up all of this information...
Yes, Richard?
A repetition of the word all.
All.
It was a great story, Rich.
Going well, too, wasn't
going
it?
Going awfully well.
11 seconds. Agents with you, Richard Morton, starting now.
I would like to follow up Lisa's point about James Bond, because there'd be a marvellous Geordie version. My name's Bale Bond. What do you reckon? Do you like that?
Repetition of Bond, I think.
Yes, that's right. Well, it was a good game. Didn't get much of a laugh.
Oh, okay. I just thought it up.
I know. Well, we've had to think everything up on the spur of the moment here. Right, Tom. Agents is with you. You've got 5 seconds. A few more gags about them starting now.
Agents could be, of course, the Washington agent.
No, I'm not going to allow it. He's got another gag on agents.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Right, go on, off you go, Tom.
Agents could be Washington agents.
I just did that to see the look on your face.
Come on, Tom.
I don't
agents.
Care. I've got to tell you. Agents could be Washington agents, as in the gag. if it's...
O'Connor endeavouring to speak as the whistle went, getting an extra point for doing so, and he'd actually taken the lead at the end of that round. Where are you working next week, Tom?
I'm not now.
Right, so Tom O'Connor, as I said, is the lead just ahead of Lisa Goddard, and Lisa Goddard, your turn to begin. Old tea bags. What do you think about this subject, starting now?
There are many and varied uses for old tea bags. Personally, I put them on my eyes. They reduce swelling and puffiness and stimulate the lymphatic system. A friend of mine, though, was in a play, about to go on stage, put on her gloves, filled with old tea bags. Another member of the cast had sabotaged them. We have a cat, also called Old Tea Bags. He's very fat, he's brown, that's why he's called Old
Tea Bags.
And at least three he's there.
I know.
Yeah.
We let the he's and the I's go.
Oh, right,
then. Go on. That's where the pronouns. But, Tom, it was a correct challenge, so we give it to you. Old Tea Bags is with you. 37 seconds. Starting now.
I only wanted to do the gag about the person who had a boil on the posterior, and they put tea bags around it, and they went to see the doctor, and they said, "What is it?" And he said, "I don't know, but you're going to meet a tall, dark stranger."
Oh, dear. Oh. Oh, I don't like that one. Another gag on dough tea bags, Tom. And there are 28 seconds starting now.
Oh, is it still me? All right.
Hesitation.
Oh, that's rotten. No, because he didn't know it was going to be him after the last time. No, we won't charge anything on that. Tom, you've got 26 seconds. Old tea bags starting now.
Old tea bags, of course, can be used again because people don't realise it.
Yes, thank that you. Time it was.
Thank you.
Lisa, you've got in with 22 seconds on old tea bags starting now.
Old tea bags are very useful in the garden. Camellias particularly love them. Put them on as a mulch. Stops the weeds growing, prevents the...
Richard Morton, yes.
There has to be hesitation, but prevents the... What kind of things do you grow in that garden?
Harming rays. Yes.
Right. 13 seconds on the old tea bags starting now.
Old tea bags may be used in a James Bond film, for example, or if it was a Geordie version, we could call it Golden YI. But I would prefer to have a coffee kind of drink.
Tom, yes.
There's got to be hesitation.
That
coffee.
Was hesitation, yes, Tom. You've got four and a half seconds on old tea bags starting now.
Old tea bags become old by constant use, naturally. It's possible.
Tom O'Connor has been his whistling in the next point for doing so, has increased his lead at the end of that round. Richard Morton, take the next round. Magic. Tell us something about magic. Have you ever done any magic?
No.
Well, tell us something about magic.
Now.
Magic to me summons up the word Viagra, which is a substance I'm going to be needing very soon, I feel. But one must be very careful, as there have already been 15 fatalities in the USA already from this substance. 8 from...
hesitation over use of from.
Was it?
Mm. Yes. Oh. No, it was...
What were they doing there?
What was your challenge?
Hesitation and overuse of from.
Which one do you want?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, right, okay. That was correct. Right, 45 seconds, magic with you, Lisa, starting now.
I once saw a magician who sawed a woman in half lengthways. Remarkable feat. Don't know how he did it. Of course, they won't tell you how these things...
Richard Morton, challenge.
A little bit of hesitation.
It was indeed,
tiny.
Enough for this code. 35 seconds, Richard Morton, magic starting now.
15 deaths, 8 from cardiac arrest, 7 from guys refused to take it, and the wives beat the tar out of them.
Richard Branch.
Pause for laugh again. Hesitation.
Well, he wasn't. No, he was trying to make a point. I don't know why. It was a sort of medical point. It's sort of establishing the fact that he never wishes to take Viagra or something. I don't understand what he's... It's all medical points you were making. And Richard Branch, you have a correct challenge. You have magic. You have 29 seconds starting now.
I think magic is anything that you can't find a proper explanation for, or something that you don't know how it works. For example, the telephone is a fantastic invention where you can just pick the thing up and speak to someone on the other side of the world. And to me, that is magic. How on earth does this machine function? Why should you be able to do that? Aeroplanes, how do they stay up in the sky? One answer, magic.
Lisa.
He repeated how rather a lot.
I thought so.
You thought so.
Mm.
Didn't say anything about it, though.
And also he said magic like Paul Daniels. He went, magic!
There's nothing devious in that. Right, Lisa, yeah. Correct challenge. 7 seconds, magic starting now.
Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee are the apotheosis of magic in this country. Or so would have you believe.
Who's the LP and who's the both is? Yes, right.
Can I tell you a story about a very quick story about magic?
You can
I couldn't get in in town. This is true. I was doing a live television show and we had a magician on. You know the people who get you on the stage and make a fool of you? Mm. And live on television, he dragged this bloke on stage and he said, if I put my hand in your inside pocket and pull out a rabbit, will you be surprised? And the fellow said, I'll be amazed. I've got a ferret in there.
Lisa Goddard was then speaking as a whistle wend, gained that extra point for doing so, and she's now equal in the lead with Tom O'Connor, and equal in second place on Richard Morton and Richard Branch. And, Richard Branch, your turn to begin. The subject, off the top of my head. And just to remind everybody, they can use the phrase or any word in that phrase as often as they... Not as often as they wish, but they can repeat that. But you go for 60 seconds if you can, Richard, off the top of my head, starting now.
Speaking off the top of my head is exactly what I'm doing now. I'm making it up as I go along. So it's the perfect subject for just a minute, because it encourages me to speak about anything. I can talk about any topic in the world, which means it's impossible for me to deviate from it. So, for example, I could start talking about Tibetan cooking.
Yes.
Repetition of the word talking.
Talking, yes, you were talking too much.
And you also said speak twice, but I just let you go, Rich, because it was a great story.
He said a couple of eyes as well.
Did he? A couple of eyes,
not
Tom.
Some eyes.
Tom, have you got an eye meter under there? There's a couple of eyes.
He's got the eyes and the ears and he's and the ears. Right, Richard, you had a correct challenge there. You have 43 seconds off the top of my head starting now.
Paul Daniels was once asked why he wore a toupee, and he said, I don't know, just off the top of my head.
It got the groan it deserved, Richard.
I just made it up. You lot are hard.
I know.
It's like a pause for silence, that
one. Pause for silence.
I wouldn't wait for your laughs if I were you.
And you know, 15% of that silence, my agent's going to charge me.
Write it down.
Lisa, you got him with the correct challenge on hesitation. 37 seconds off the top of my head starting now.
When I'm walking the dogs on a cold, windswept Norfolk beach, I wear a thing around my ears to protect them. And the rain and...
On the thing around her head. And yes. I wanted to hear about it as well.
I know, but you can't now because you've challenged.
I know.
And you've got the subject. And you've got 27 seconds off the top of my head starting now.
Off the top of my head, I always think about hair. Of course, I used to have short hair. I don't have it now. Not as short as Rich's anyway, because that's like a crew cut. But,
repetition of the word hair, actually.
Yes, was there it? Was. Yes. 19 seconds, Richard Morton's off the top of my head starting now.
Off the top of my head would be something I would be doing right now, trying to think of something to say, because I've said the word something about three times. Someone said something.
You know, you must not draw attention to it, because sometimes they let it go, or sometimes they don't notice it.
All right, then, but does this look real, or can you tell?
No.
Right. Lisa, you had a correct challenge. You have 13 seconds on off the top of my head, starting now.
Hail pings off the top of my head as I walk along, very painful.
Sorry, I thought she was saying ping again, but she said pain. I beg your pardon.
You don't have to apologise. She gets another point because you've got a challenge. And you've got another point, Lisa, and you've got 7 seconds off the top of my head, starting now.
Thinking of subjects for this show off the top of my head is extremely difficult. The pressure is there. It's hot under the light.
So, Lisa Goddard is then speaking at the end. Game the next point of now, and it's taken the lead at the end of the round, ahead of Tom O'Connor and Richard Morton and Richard Branch in that order. And Tom O'Connor, we're back with you. Your turn to begin. The subject is tipping. Tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can. Starting now.
Tipping is the most peculiar thing, not just basically associated with Britain, but all over the world. It's hard to tell what to tip people. I always think of the story of the two fellas who were watching the show, and they didn't applaud this year because nobody claps us coming out of the pit.
Richard.
And when I go abroad, I tend to tip. I tend to tip in a most peculiar way. I always take American dollars, because you can't tell how big an American dollar is unless you actually see the numbers. Because they're all the same size, they're all the same colour, one looks the same as 100, so I fold them up, you see. And when I tip people, I just give them a scrunched up dollar, and they don't know whether it's 100 or not, so they don't actually look.
Yeah. Repetition of 100...
Yes, you're going so well.
I was going extremely well, I think.
27 seconds on tipping with you, Lisa, starting now.
We were staying in a hotel and the waiter was so keen to get a tip that when I asked for a pack of cards, he delivered them one by one, 52 times.
Boom.
Pause for laugh, no.
Richard Morton, you
A little bit of hesitation.
Yes, there was.
But you shared my silence, Lisa, so thank you.
14 seconds, Richard Morton, on tipping starting now.
Tipping for me and most Geordies is a bit of a problem because it's what happens to you after you've had a few too many drinks. You tend to go left and then right or maybe backwards and forwards. That's the kind of tipping we're used to where we're from, especially with big bottles of brown ale because that's the most typified thing I can think of saying. Oh,
well done. Well done.
Yay! Yes!
Sir Richard Morton was speaking as Lisa Wayne gained that extra point. For doing so, he's in second place. Lisa got us in the lead, and it's also your turn to begin, Lisa.
Oh, no.
The Four Seasons. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
The Four Seasons. Spring. Daffodils appear, hyacinths, tulips, bluebells, snowdrops, birds appear from Africa, chip-chap.
Richard.
I think we had two appears.
Everything was appearing too much.
Appearing,
and, yes. So, Richard Branch, you have a correct challenge, and you have 52 seconds on The Four Seasons starting now.
The Four Seasons is the pizza I always order when I go to an Italian restaurant. I find it has four different sections, all of which have different stuff on them.
Yes, Tom O'Connor.
Repetition of difference, I think.
There were too many differences. Yes, Tom, you've got in. 42 seconds, The Four Seasons starting now.
Four Seasons remind people of Vivaldi, but not to me. I think of The Four Seasons as
Sherry, Sherry Baby.
Sherry Baby.
Repetition of Sherry.
Oh. They also had a hit with
Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man.
What a strange voice for that.
I loved your impersonation. It
Thank
really
you.
Was.
Is that Emlyn Hughes?
Nearly.
Lisa, you got it first. You have the correct challenge. You have 36 seconds. The Four Seasons starting now.
Summer. Long days, short nights, beaches, sand, paddling, donkeys on the sand.
And the
repetition
sand.
Of sand, I think.
Yes, there was indeed, Tom. You got in there now with 28 seconds on The Four Seasons starting now.
I think the best season of all four has got to be winter. I like winter because it gets cool.
Yes,
I
played the winter.
I did, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, you did. You played the winter. Very difficult game. 24 seconds. Back with you, Lisa. The Four Seasons starting now.
Autumn. Leaves turning gold and brown. Mushrooms in the leaf litter under the...
That was poetry.
I think the mushrooms have kicked in.
The leaf litter.
Can I just say something? I'm getting annoyed now. Every time she blubbers, she looks at me. Like that. She's put me off.
Right, Four Seasons is with The Four Seasons is with you, and there are 17 seconds, Richard Branch, starting up.
My favourite season has to be autumn. It's when the leaves turn brown and the man's thoughts turn to things.
Repetition of turn.
Turn brown, turn thoughts. Yes, turn thoughts. Right, well done. Well, listen, Tom. 10 seconds, The Four Seasons with you, starting now.
Of course, of all the four seasons, we haven't mentioned spring. Spring is the time, of course, we're repeating spring. Just thought I'd mention that.
A couple of springs, I'm afraid, there. Repetition.
Did you repeat spring?
I did, I'm afraid.
It went so fast, I didn't know. Right, Richard, you've got in there. Everybody's being here on this subject. 6 seconds on The Four Seasons, starting now.
And in answer to Tom's question, the singer from The Four Seasons was the one and only Frankie Valli, a man with a fantastic voice.
Well done.
Did you see how well I feel there?
And we've no more time today to play just a minute, so let me tell you the final situation. So Richard Branch finished just in fourth place, just behind Richard Morton, and then it was Tom O'Connor, but out in the lead, just ahead of them all, was Lisa Goddard. And my thanks to her and for Richard Morton, for Richard Branch and also Tom O'Connor. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, hope you have enjoyed Just a Minute. Be with us the next time we play this delightful game. Till then, from us all, goodbye.